sing a song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's
only Learning Inc. is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to re-engage Baltimore City at-risk adolescents and provide them with academic and life skills so that they may grow into caring and responsible adults with economic opportunity. These students are young people, 13 to 17-year-olds, but it's easy to forget their age. They have developed opinions on experiences in their lives, experiences many of us never encounter. We confronted them with controversial topics, eager to hear their points of view.
Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside or turned into your...
Let's talk about crime.
I like crime.
And why do you like crime?
It's revenge.
You like revenge?
Yeah, sometimes.
Revenge against whom?
And about who do bad things to me.
So if people commit crime against you, it's okay for you to commit crime against them?
Nope, I'll be dead or they'll be dead.
In the small rooms, we break into groups of three or four. We ask them about teen pregnancy. So if a girl walks into a room and she's pregnant and she's 15, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Freak. Too grown.
Put a baby forever.
Do you think that it's more the girl's fault that she gets pregnant or more the guy's fault? Or do you think
it's the girl?
The boys.
The girls. Their stuff too rough.
It's really cool that these kids have opinions about these issues. And they back their opinions up legitimately. Why do you think she kept the baby?
I think she kept it because nobody loved her. And that's the only person that will love her and she will live.
Are you pro-abortion or you're against it?
No, but I don't believe in abortion.
You don't believe in it? Why is that?
Because that's taking away a life.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be a mother of a dead baby.
The students talk about how violence and drugs play a role in their lives.
My brother was about to get beat up by the person he was selling for because he was short on the money. And the two boys beat him up and he had a bloody nose, a black eye and all that, and they mistaked him from the other boy that was selling the drugs was burning.
So you think that like that's the main source of violence when people come short, when they like don't have enough money to give to the people they're selling?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that bring the trauma.
One boy states that white people can't be hood, and the group is quick to disagree.
Have you ever heard of DMI?
I
did.
DMI.
It's a white person. It's a white boy gang down South Baltimore. Just like we got Crips and we got Bloods, they got DMI. And they the same way as us. So you really can't say that, child. You really can't.
A white person can be just as hood as we are and still defend or take up for you. Just as well as you know, you got that person's back as well.
I got a couple white friends like that.
So you can't always say that a different race is not going to help you just because they're different from us.
Exactly.
If you hang around a different race, continue to be with that person or those people and grow up with them to a certain extent, you're going to be willing to help them out with anything that they need, and they're going to be able to willing to do the same thing for you.
To spring, summer, or fall. Now, all you got to do is call.
The responses of the Learning Inc. students blew us away. Living miles away from us, the kids have developed strong thoughts and opinions due to the environment they were raised in. Normal middle school didn't come easy to these kids, and so they ended up at Learning Inc. as an alternative. They still demonstrate their intelligence and that they have thought about the issues that surround them. And we are honored to be the ones to listen to them.